U.S. presidents have a long history of scandals. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Richard Barberio, associate professor of political science at SUNY Oneonta, looks into these profligations to investigate presidential power.
What can scandal tell us about presidential power? Well, presidential scandals can be as individual as the presidents who find themselves at the center of these political storms. There are factors that help us see patterns in the events surrounding these scandals. In so doing, we gain some insight into the nature of presidential power. When faced with scandals, presidents have routinely either stonewalled or grudgingly cooperated with investigators in their inquiries. My research indicates that there's a third possibility, what I call a backfire, something akin to how forest fires are fought by burning away the vegetation and the undergrowth as a way to halt the spread of a fire. In essence, where firefighters fight fire with fire, presidents may fight scandals with scandals that they create as a means of misdirection from their misdeeds. I've identified several factors that are crucial to the use of a backfire for scandal management, including whether a scandal features money, sex, or power, variations in the political environment, such as party control of government and the degree of polarization, public support for the president and his policies, changes in the form and delivery of information, and changes in the public perception of leadership and government. While the findings of my research indicate that Presidents Nixon, Reagan, and Clinton at least contemplated the use of a backfire to manage their scandals, and that President Trump has actually employed the technique, I argue that systemic factors are only part of the story when it comes to this expansion of presidential power. The individual agency that each president brings to the presidency also plays a significant role. Therefore, as dangerous as the backfire technique is to our constitutional order, it may not necessarily be a permanent addition to the powers of the presidency.
That was Richard Barberio of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.